Welcome back, 516 on WTNT. It is indeed Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined now by Washington Times sports columnist Dan Daly. He's got a piece in today's Washington Times entitled, Among Rookies, RG3 is in a class by himself. Hello, Dan. How are you?
I'm good, Andy. How about yourself?
I'm doing just wonderful. What happened? Twitter evidently set you off a little bit yesterday, huh?
Oh, that was just the NFL being the NFL. You know, they're not a league that's always paid the greatest attention to its past, and they either ignore it or tend to misrepresent it. And they kind of did yesterday on Twitter when they were trying to compare RG3's first game, in which he threw for 320 yards and set the world on fire, with a game that John Elway had in his first game for the Broncos in the NFL, where he completed one out of eight passes and didn't even finish.
I could see the alarms going off in your head as this was happening, going, what? How dare they make that comparison?
I mean, what happened was the Broncos won the game and he started. And so that apparently, in the NFL's minds, put him in the same category as RG3.
Yeah, not a good barometer. I certainly understand that. But, you know, all right, let's talk about RG3. I mean, that was a fascinating performance on Sunday. I was absolutely shocked by it. You know, I figured we're going to see a lot of, you know, first time, big league, you know, NFL, you know, nerves. The guy was going to, you know, he's going to throw interceptions. He's probably going to fall down a bunch. And he did none of that.
Sure, sure. And you know, that's what you'd expect of any rookie quarterback. It's kind of what you saw with the other four that started on Sunday. There was a record number of rookie quarterbacks that started in week one in the NFL, five of them. And the other four had the kind of difficulties that you'd think rookie quarterbacks would have. You know, they threw interceptions, they had lower completion percentages, they just struggled. RG3 showed none of those signs. He was very composed. It was clear from the outset that the guy really performs. When the lights are on, he's at his best.
Yeah. I think you made reference to a better comparison. Rather than Elway, you were thinking more along the lines of Fran Tarkenton?
Right, right. Tarkenton had a game at the beginning of his career that's really the only game in NFL history that you'd compare with what RG3 did. On Sunday, he threw four touchdown passes for the Vikings. This is back in 1961 when the Vikings were just getting started. It was the Vikings' first game. It wasn't just Fran Tarkenton's first game.
Yeah.
That's really the only one that I think warrants comparison, and we're talking 50-plus years.
Yeah. This team, after watching this game on Sunday, your take on this team this year, is it now better than you originally thought?
Well, we'll have to see. I think I picked them for six wins. They might be capable of better than that. I mean, a lot of it was going to depend, obviously, on how well Robert was able to play early. And a lot of that was going to be dependent on how well they were able to protect him. They did a fairly good job of that against the Saints, but I think one of the reasons was that they had Robert getting rid of the ball very quickly, so he wasn't so much dependent on his protection. He was taking shotgun snaps and throwing a lot of screen passes, flat passes, short passes, just getting the ball out of his hands, so the pass rush was really negated.
Yeah.
Whether they're going to be able to keep doing that or not is another story. You know, one of the things I wrote about during the preseason was that the Redskins really hadn't played him very much in the preseason games for a rookie quarterback, and so there was a lot more mystery about him than there might have been about what kind of an offense that they try to put around him, the type of plays that they would run to take advantage of his particular talents. And as the weeks go on, teams are going to have a greater feel for that sort of thing and be able to do some things defensively that might cause the Redskins some more trouble.
Yeah.
We'll have to see.
Yeah, and watching the game on Sunday, I'm just curious, how many times did you say, wow, I didn't see that in practice, or did that happen at all?
Oh, yeah, you'd see it in practice, but they were closed practices. I mean, they wouldn't do some of those things when there were fans there. They didn't do it at Fan Appreciation Day, and, of course, they didn't do it in the preseason games. But you knew that some of those things were in RG3's arsenal.
Yeah. I saw the defense really step up. And I think that a lot of that had to do with what they were seeing on the other side of the ball. I think that helped the whole team, knowing that that RG3 had the situation under control.
No question. I mean, it's been so long since they've had real stability at the quarterback position, and not just stability, but high-level stability. We'll have to see what RG3's ceiling is here. But, I mean, it's one of the reasons the quarterback position is so important. It's not just the impact he can have on the offense, but it's just the impact he can have on the entire team, just giving it a sense of hope that any game they go into, they have a chance to win if they can just make things right around the quarterback. And the other thing is just the ability to even come back in games when they're behind. That's been missing a lot of years for the Redskins the last couple of decades. And with this guy, I think they're going to feel like we're never out of the game.
Yeah. And even the kicking game was impressive.
Yep. They got some great kicking out of the new guy they brought in, Cundiff from the Raiders, the Ravens.
Yeah.
He's been a fairly consistent kicker. Over his career, you wouldn't necessarily think of him as one of the better kickers in the league, but he's played on some good teams. He's had a couple of good seasons. He certainly isn't any worse than Graham Gano, who they've had previously, and he pounds the ball through the end zone on kickoffs, so he kind of takes that away from the opposition too.
Yeah. All right. So if you're in Indianapolis right now, are you scratching your head regarding the quarterback decision?
Oh, I don't think so. Luck looked very good in the preseason, and one of the things I tried to point out in the column was that as good as RG3 was, he also was probably in the best situation of the five rookie quarterbacks with the type of defense he was going up against.
Yeah.
The Saints are not one of the better ones in the league. Luck was going up against the Bears, who really rushed the passer well. Tannehill in Miami was going up against a better defense than RG3 was seeing. These things will even out over time. You know, I think too that the team that the Redskins are playing this Sunday, I think they might over time start to do some thinking. I'm talking about the Rams here. They had the pick that the Redskins traded up to get so they could get Robert.
Yeah.
They're the ones that they begin to have second doubts over time about whether they did the right thing trading that pick rather than taking him themselves.
Yeah. And let me ask you something about Mike Shanahan. Knowing that this team is rebuilt and new for this year, what pieces are still missing from making this a championship contender?
You look in the secondary, I think they still need some work there. They've improved the front seven quite a bit. I think they're going to be able to get some decent pressure on the passer this year, and that's going to be able to cover up maybe some of the inadequacies they have in the back of the defense. But you look at that group of four, the two cornerbacks, the two safeties, it's pretty ordinary. So I think they need to get better there. The offensive line could still have some issues. We'll have to see as the season goes on whether they're really able to protect RG3 as well as they might need to. So, I mean, it's a work in progress, and it's going to be a little more difficult, I think, to find some of the pieces they might have that are missing simply because they gave up so much to get RG3 in the first place.
Yeah.
They still owe the Rams two more number ones these next 2 years, and those are picks that they could have potentially gotten premium players with. So we'll have to see how quickly they can pull it all together, but you know, having the main piece, having the quarterback, and I saw all along that this was the guy, that RG3 could be the guy for them, is going to make a world of difference and will help cover up a lot of problems they might have elsewhere on the team.
Yeah. And then finally, I wonder what the over and under was on RG3 getting 320 yards.
I would imagine if Vegas was laying those kind of odds, and I think it was so beyond the realm of possibility in most cases that that's why you didn't see that proposition being offered. You know, I'm sure it would have been 1,000 to 1, maybe something like that. I mean, there have only been a handful of guys who started their NFL careers throwing for 300 yards. We actually saw it a year ago with Cam Newton in Carolina. He threw for over 400.
That's right.
But he didn't win the game. Robert did.
Yeah, Yeah, interesting. All right, well, I'm looking forward to an exciting season. I know you are, too, and hopefully we'll be talking many times about good news coming out of the Washington Redskins organization. Always great to talk to you. Thank you, Dan.
Anytime, Andy.
See you. Dan Daly, Washington Times sports columnist. If you haven't read it in today's Washington Times, it's called Among Rookies, RG3 is in a class by himself. 526, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.